Welcome to The Empowered Life. I am your friend, Ern Inyon. This podcast aims to inspire you to create the life that you want to live. If you are not yet a subscriber, be sure to subscribe and get notified when a new episode is posted. Now let's go on with the show. Hi everyone. In this episode, I want to talk about the two amazing faculties, our memory and imagination. Last week, my wife and I interviewed applicants for maintenance staff for one of our branches. One of them, let's call her Lisa, was a college graduate and had a good experience in handling office work. So we asked, why apply for as a maintenance staff? Why don't you apply for an office type work? Her answer was, she doesn't want to look for an office job because that might change her. She said, I might get promoted and that will change me. Working as maintenance will keep me grounded. So we asked further, why don't you want to be promoted? So she answered, I am okay with where I am today. So we didn't ask any more question because she was on the brink of crying. Indeed, where you are in life is just a product of our belief system. Everything we know from the books you've read, the movies you watched, the beliefs that were handed over to us by the generations before us, our religious beliefs, our experiences, whether they were traumatic or happy experiences from the moment we were born up until now, are stored in our memory. Our memory can be a powerful tool or our worst nightmare. It is a powerful tool because it is the reason why we have our cultures, why we were able to build civilizations over time. We remembered what our ancestors did. We learned from the people of previous generations. Memory doesn't just reside in our minds. Everything has memory. Every cell in our body has memory. I have my dad's eyes and my mother's face. You know, my height, I believe I got it from the genes of my mom. The cells of my body remembers where it came from. This explains why I don't have my neighbor's eyes or my nose and complexion are not the Caucasian type. Sometimes we have freaks of nature, like Michael Jordan grew up to be 6'6", while his dad was just 5'9", and his mom was just 5'5". I believe he got it from his previous ancestors, probably the father of his great-grandfather. Sometimes fate leaps several generations forward, or in this case, backward. The animals have memory too. The plants, the birds, everything. When you plant a mango seed, what? It grows a mango tree. It will not be apple or watermelon. All the things I share to you came from my memory, from the books I read, from my experiences. So I also use my memory to make a living. If I don't apply what I learned, nobody is going to hire me. So use your memory as a powerful tool. Your memory can also turn against you and become your worst nightmare. If I stack my memory in a file system, it will be in many cabinets with many drawers. Out of this stack of memory, I regularly access specific information, which I use to help me achieve my goals. My memory will turn against me if I access those traumatic experiences that I had that would prevent me from moving forward. Okay, to understand better, you just need to look at your computer. You know, computers are designed based on how our mind works. In our computer or any gadget, we have this component called random access memory, or RAM. The files that we regularly use are stored in RAM. They are stored there so that you can access them faster. So ask yourself, what do you store in your RAM? Whatever your experiences are, be it happy or traumatic, all experiences are in the past. Whatever is in the past doesn't exist anymore. It only becomes real if you keep on bringing it back to the present. If you're accessing your traumatic experiences in the past on a regular basis, or your mistakes or failures, what happens? You will feel depressed. You will feel worthless. You will feel bad about yourself. Forgetting is different. You cannot forget your horrible experiences and at the same time your experiences of joy. I don't think you can ever delete a horrible experience, just like what Tom Cruise did in the movie Minority Report. No matter how horrible your experiences may be, it's still an important piece of who you are right now because we learn from our mistakes and failures. I remember I attended the Kerygma conference some years ago, and one of the speakers shared her experience that when she was young, she was raped twice by a relative. Not once, but twice. But here she was, an accomplished entrepreneur, sharing her horrible story. She could easily ended up in an institute, being treated with psychological care and therapy, but she refused to put her trauma in her RAM. She did not allow her horrible past define her future. So she focused on turning her life around, and she did. You have to be careful what you put in your RAM. There are so many people who love to put themselves down. They see themselves as broken or messed up, and they are proud of it. You know, after going through this pandemic, I can see a lot of people in social media that to be depressed is like, you know, it's like the in thing. To be depressed is like watching your trauma in widescreen with Dolby Atmos sound system over and over again. I really don't think anyone wants to be depressed. I think people just don't know how to get out of it. They just don't know how to shift to other channel or simply how to turn off the movie. Since they don't know how to get out of it, they opt to let it known, hoping others will sympathize on them because sympathy is comforting. But please remember that nothing grows in the comfort zone. You can stay there as long as you want, but nothing grows there. So what we store in our RAM dictates our behavior. A few months ago, my son Ethan was afraid to be alone, especially during nighttime when all the lights downstairs are off. He was so afraid to the point of crying. So I told him, "You've been watching scary movies lately." So true enough, he was watching this cartoon called Huggy Wuggy. Though it is cartoon, the setting was dark. I told him to work on his houses in Minecraft. So he started building houses for his Lola Mumsy, for his mom and myself. He built a mansion for his Lolo. His Lolo was so amazed that he gave Ethan 100 pesos. He then showed his Lola the house he built for her. His Lola also, to her amazement, gave Ethan 100 pesos. You know, after knowing he can make a living with his creations, he built some more houses for them. But after building so many houses, I noticed that he can be alone. He forgot about his fear. So regardless of how you use it, we need our memory. You don't want to lose it. You know, I remember the movie 50 First Dates starring Drew Barrymore and I think it was Adam Sandler. The story was about the girl who had an accident and she retained only the memory of the day before the accident. So every day, her family with the help of their friends allowed her to live that day repeatedly over and over again. Drew would do the same routine every day. The romantic comedy movie has some truth to it. No matter how great our memory is, but if we don't use our imagination, we will be stuck in a repetitive cycle. Imagination comes from our memory. If, let's say, there is a time machine here and you travel back in time for some 1,000 years ago, when you get there, you explain to the people about the mobile phone. For sure, the people will surely look at you as some kind of lunatic because they cannot imagine what you're talking about. They cannot imagine because they haven't learned anything about it or even close to what this mobile phone is. So to expand your imagination, you need to expand your memory. Okay, let's travel back to this date. Earlier, I mentioned about people keep on repeating their trauma in their mind. When people do this, they impede their imagination. When you impede your imagination, you remove the possibilities. At the height of the pandemic in 2020, unfortunately, a friend of mine committed suicide because of depression. I spoke to her sister a week after my friend was buried, and she shared to me that she too experienced deep depression before. She said it felt like you are in a spiral speeding downward that you can't get out. Those are her words. I believe that is what happens when imagination is removed. I think people call it quits because they can't see any way out except to kill themselves. They don't see any possibilities. Imagination is the reason why, as a species, we continue to evolve. Imagination is the reason why there is so much progress in technology, in economics, in every sector of our society. Many adults, when they see children becoming too imaginative, we tell them to get real and be grounded. I think this is one of the greatest mistakes we made. We should never clip their wings. Instead, help them spread it and tell them to fly as high as they can. We need to allow our children to explore, to allow their mind to let loose in the universe. When I listen to my son on his stories, I am completely in awe. He has huge vocabulary, speaks fluent English, and he's never afraid to create something. By allowing them to explore and make mistakes, you are giving them your trust. By giving them your trust, they will start to trust on their imagination. So many people are afraid of the future because it is uncertain. I think it is not the future they are afraid. It is just they don't trust their imagination and their ability to see the possibilities. I believe every generation should be better than the previous generation. To help our children to be better than us, we have to take care of their imagination. Imagination is the key to survival. Imagination is the key to progress. Imagination is the key to evolution. My family and our business survived this pandemic because we imagined our way out. We sought every possibility, then we took the most reasonable action. In whatever predicament you are in right now, there is always a way out. Always strive to expand your memory through exposing yourself to various experiences, be it through books or other reading materials, or through social interaction. So to end this episode, assess yourself if your life is in a repetitive cycle. And in what ways can you be more receptive to change?
Thank you so much for listening, friends. Please rate and review this podcast and share it to your friends. Until next time, blessings always.